All right, Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 11 is where we were last week. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Here we have, you might say, the other half of that truth, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And we are reminded of that passage here of Genesis 22 and verse 15. And here we have that statement of the Lord. He had taken Isaac up to Mount Moriah, had bound him and put him upon the wood, and was to about to slay him. And the Lord told him, verse 12, lay not thine hand upon the lad. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, for it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called on Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, that thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seeds as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And here we have this promise, in blessing I will bless thee. Now, it's said of Abraham that through patience and hope he endured and until he received the promises. Now think of the life of Abraham. We see him called out of Ur of the Chaldees. We see him called out of Haran. We see him coming to the land. We see that in the land he, for many years, did not have a son. He thought at first, maybe he wasn't going to have a son, and he thought, well, maybe the promises to Eliezer. And then later, he thought that through his wife's pardon me? Yes, we have Hagar and that situation. And God said, no, it's going to be a son of miraculous birth. And he was. And yet, Isaac was born when Abram was 100 years of age. And now, Genesis 22, I'm not sure how many years later this is, But he still has this one son, and God said his seed was be as the stars in multitude, and he continued faithful to God, and we find that about 74 years later, he dies at 175 years of age. That's Genesis 25 and verse 7. But what do we see a couple statements in Genesis 24. And Abraham was old, verse 1, and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And verse 35 of that same passage, it says, as the servant went to Padan Aram, the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. We have, what do we have? We have a kind of a twofold picture here. We have the picture of him enduring patiently, and alongside of that, we have the promise of God. I will bless thee. In blessing, I will bless thee. Now, the Bible tells us, kind of infers, a couple things. And Hebrews is kind of inferring that as well, is that not only are we to be diligent in faith and in patience and continue on and in full assurance, but we also have the divine part. In blessing, I will bless thee. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. We have, this principle here that seems to be implied in Hebrews, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now to Abraham and his seed were promises made. Verse 16, he saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Here we have you and I in Christ, and because of being in Christ, we are the children of Abraham. We are children of faith. And there is this picture of the blessings of Abraham that came upon him physically. There is also a spiritual blessing. And just trying to put everything really short because we don't have much time here. You know, there's the half that there is the human part in diligence, in perseverance, in faith and patience. But he has the divine part. In blessing, I will bless thee. We have the encouragement of God's working in our life as Christians, as believers. Oh, we can think of those promises in different ways where it says, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, there's a part of this that we don't see necessarily. We don't see it happening. We don't necessarily see the invisible. But The child of God has the God of heaven working in them, through them, for them, upon them. In blessing, I will bless thee. We're not alone. Praise the Lord. We're not alone. In that sense, oh yes, we must be diligent. Think of Abraham. You know, for us, we look at life a little bit differently. But Abraham, think of how through faith and patience, he inherited the promises. But what was the divine part? God said, in blessing, I will bless you. And he remained faithful. He remained true. He maintained faith. And who did the blessing? God did. And of course, there's this encouragement to the Hebrews to find the full blessing of God that's in Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing it is to be saved. And yes, there is the human effort that's involved in walking with the Lord. But there is a greater work that takes place. And that is God's work. God's work in our life. In blessing, I will bless thee. You know, if you can't depend upon God, who can you depend on? And if God has given the promise, there is no question that it's going to be fulfilled. And so we have, in this passage, we have a warning. We have an exhortation. But we have these great words of comfort and encouragement. And in the blessing and the work of God in our lives. And it's because of the promises that we have of God in Christ, and those promises can never change. Praise the Lord. All right, let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight that you are the living God. And we thank you that in our lives, we thank you for the promise of the fulfillment of our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for the realities of how you continue that work in our life. And that work that you do in a real sense is far greater than anything that we do. And Lord, I pray that we might remain faithful to you, that we might enjoy the blessings of that you have promised, and may we be encouraged by the promise of your hand in our lives, in working in our lives, and fulfilling salvation in our lives, and fulfilling your plan in our lives. May that encourage us to trust you even more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.